And welcome to the latest episode of Let's Talk About. I will be your Shaolin host for this evening. My name is, of course, Seb. Joining me from across the pond, from the Orient, it's Mr. Elliot. Hello.
How now, brown cow? I think that's the phrase.
I didn't know you spoke Cantonese. You could probably tell from our amazing multi-ethnic languages there that we're talking about a little gem from 1998. It's called Mulan. I feel like the previous time I watched this was with you.
Yes, maybe. I have fond memories.
Yeah, we watched this with a friend. And there was a funny line and it made us laugh.
Yeah, but there's no point us talking about it here because it'd be such an inside joke. Everyone would be like, what? But for us,
that's true.
It made our lives.
I think so. So we're going to talk about this film. This is from the thing I keep going about every episode, that set of 90s films that I don't know if I ever really watched often as a kid. I remember the DVD advert, I think, because there's this scene in this where she cuts her hair. I remember that being advertised a few times. But before we dive in, I'm curious to know, what's your history with Mulan?
Okay, so I owned this movie on DVD when I was a child. I remember watching it, but it wasn't like one of my favourites growing up. Like, you know, I had like Pinocchio on repeat as an example. This was not one of those. But, you know, then I watched it again. It's like, I think for me, this is a film that every time I watch it, it just gets better and better for me. So yeah, I've seen it a few times over the last decade or so. I watched the live action one as well when that came out. Well, when it was free, when it came out. Not that Premier Access rubbish. Yeah, that is my history with this movie. What about yourself?
Oh, that's a great question. Yeah, I don't think we had this one. I think I would have watched it as a kid at some point. And then maybe again later on. But yeah, the most recent time, I think, was with yourself a couple of years ago. I've not seen it since. I have seen a few clips multiple times since, because there's a few songs which I'm sure we'll talk about. But yeah, so I don't think I would have seen it as often as you.
That's fair enough. But there might be some people out there who've never seen this movie.
Oh.
So the one question I have for you, Seb, is what is this movie all about?
That, to even contemplate someone not seeing this is crazy. But I'll answer your question anyway. So Mulan is set in ancient China. The synopsis for this one is, this is to save her father from death in the army, a young maiden secretly goes in his place, becomes one of China's greatest heroines in the process. The setup for this movie is that Mulan's father is, I'm guessing he's like an old veteran, because a few of the people in the army know his name. He's called upon, along with all the other males of the village, one man per family, to help with the army, because there's an invasion. But Mulan steals her father's armour and sword and goes instead of him. Because the other point of the movie is that she's like being set up to find a husband, basically. There's like a matchmaker person. So there's this thing of what society wants from this lady, what she wants, and what China needs. And that's the setup for the film. Hijinks ensues.
Well, there we go. So I've kind of already highlighted already that this film gets better and better. I know when we did, I think it was for our 100th episode special, or something like that, we did like our top 10 Disney movies. I can't remember if it's went in my top 10, but I don't think it did. However, I believe it did for you.
It sounds like it would have done, I think. I'm trying to think what other films would have been. I think I know Hercules obviously would have been in there, and some other bits and bobs like that. I think like Big Hero 6 was quite high for you. And I think whilst I like a lot of these films, there's other stuff you like either more recent or quite a bit older that seem to kind of still be in those top spots. Has the position changed for you regarding this film?
Well, this is what I was thinking about, is I'm not going to sit here and say what could be a lie, which is that it's now a top 10 Disney movie for me because I've not sat and thought about it. However, I am looking forward to, because what we're going to do, because this is going to be most likely our final year in the podcast next year, we're going to finish watching off all the Disney and Pixar movies, and then along the way, when we finished the Pixar movies, we're going to do our top 5 or top 10 Pixar movies.
Yeah.
When we've done all the Disney ones, we're going to do one more top 5 or top 10 Disney movies. And I'm very intrigued to see where this comes then.
Yeah.
Because I think for me, Mulan is easily like a 9 out of 10, if not a 10 out of 10 movie. Easily. But the issue with Disney is they have a lot of those.
That is true, yes.
So it is quite hard. But, like I said, it's got better every single time I've watched it. And I thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed myself watching this movie. There's some great points. I'm going to bring a lot out in spoilers.
Yep.
But what I like about this movie compared to other Disney movies is I feel like this is the... I would go with this. This is the only Disney movie I can think of where there is a clear change in pace right down the middle.
Yeah.
You have the first half, and it has its serious moments, but for the vast majority of it, it's quite light, it's very humorous.
Mm.
And then you just get to one little bit, and it's after this really happy song, and straight away, it is just dead serious.
Yeah.
And for most of the remaining part of a movie, there's no jokes. There's, again, kind of like the serious bits in the start, there's little drips and drabs here and there, but the tone completely changes. And I can't think of any other Disney movie that does that.
Yeah.
I did think, oh, maybe Lion King. But even after that big drop moment, there's still a lot of happy stuff that happens.
Yeah.
In fact, a lot of big songs are straight after that. And I think that makes this movie so great because the humorous parts are hilarious and they're really cool. But then also the serious parts are just as awesome. And I can't... I think to get that right, to have a movie that's so chill and humorous, but serious where it needs to be, and then do a sudden change into this big serious plot while making it all emotional and getting you really feeling the film, that's impressive. So that's why I like this movie.
That's, yeah. Also, all gone.
Also, just as a final point, because I'm done before spoilers, potentially, best Disney song.
Oh!
Potentially.
A big call there. Yeah, I really like your point about it being the only one with a massive tonal shift, because I think there's been a lot of discussion on getting the right tone for films, and I think like Marvel were very guilty of messing up the tone a lot of the time. We saw it with like the Thor films, we saw a little bit of Guardians of the Galaxy, where you'd have a serious moment and then you'd have a joke straight away, and it kept happening, and there were never any stakes. You could never really sit with something really serious. I remember reading something about Lion King. I think, spoilers after the big scene with, obviously, Mufasa's death, is that they then had a bit of a humorous scene after, just to kind of ease the tension a little bit for the audience. And I think this film masters that change of tone. There's bits of humour sprinkled out that I think are very natural, and it doesn't take you out of the scene. There's a scene at one point in the film... on the mountain, which we'll talk about maybe a little bit in spoilery mode, where something happens and it's quite funny, but it doesn't take away from the stakes of the scene. And I think it's very clever the way it's been able to do that. And we'll talk about it in trivia as well, about the kind of turning point of the film, where there's then still a little bit later on. It's really cool. Again, I can't think of anything either that does that. And I kept drawing comparisons to Raya and the Last Dragon with this one, because again we've got protagonist, you know, kind of growing up, got a sword, all this kind of stuff, very different story in many ways. But I find Mulan a much more compelling character. I find all of the supporting cast are excellent. The villain isn't the most layered character in the world, but I think he does a good job with what we need. And I think there's a very clear theme or themes of this film that really resonate, and I think are very consistent and are really nice. Mulan, I think, is a very good example of someone anyone can aspire to. And I think for for any girls that maybe were struggling with the kind of Disney characters always being weak or, you know, all this kind of thing, I think Mulan does everything really well, better than most characters, I would say. So I think, overall, an excellent film.
Well, there you go, folks. You've heard it here first. Mulan, an amazing Disney movie. Great characters. Good animation. Really cool looking. I like what we do with it. Music, really good. Especially like the score.
Yes.
Again, we've talked about this mountain scene. The score during that bit is great. And also great use of not using music. There's one particular scene where you've got this great big song and then it just stops. And all you're hearing, if I remember correctly, is just like a little bit of a wind. And normally you need music to make something emotional. But yeah. I think actually the stopping of music there really hits the point. So really good use of music or use of not using it.
Yeah.
If that's a sentence, why not? Let's go with that. And yeah, great humour, great serious tones, emotional in all the right places. And yeah, what more could you want?
I know. And the voice acting, again, is really good. There's a few voices that I recognised. There was ones where it's like, oh, I know that voice, but I don't know who it is. Were there any voices you recognised?
Well, I recognise you got Donkey in there.
Yep.
Yeah, good old Eddie Murphs. No, that's it.
No, that's fair.
I don't think I even looked at who was on it.
No, so, yeah, Eddie Murphy does Mushu, and then, like, 3 years later, he does Donkey. This is the only thing outside of Shrek that he's done voice acting for, which is, I don't know, it seems a little bit bizarre. I kind of went into this assuming that this was a period of time where you would do, like, a Pocahontas, an Aladdin, a Mulan, where it's set in a different place, but you still get a bunch of white people to voice it. And yet, you look at the cast list, and that's not actually true. There's a few, obviously, white people in there. You've got Harvey Fierstein as Yao. He's the, like, rumbly voice kind of thing. That was a probably lovely reference to hear. There's a few like older people. You've got Donny Osmond, obviously, singing as Shang. Oh, we'll talk about that later. Mm. But the rest of it, there's a few I've recognised here. You've got George Takei as one of the ancestors. He's got a very cool voice. There's Gedi Watanabe. I recognise the name. Ming-Na Wen as Mulan herself. She's, you'll probably recognise her from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh, yep, I know.
Yeah.
I can't remember her name in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., but yeah.
No, I can't either. We've got a few here. You've got James Hong as Chifu. I think he did the voice of one of the characters in Kung Fu Panda, I want to say. Like one of the birds, I think. I think he's Po's father, actually, now that I think about it. And you've got, yeah, a few others in here. So actually quite a nice variety. Oh, and Pat Morita is the Emperor. He's the voice of the Emperor. He is the guy from The Karate Kid.
Right, that makes sense.
Yeah, not Danny. not the white guy. So yeah, so quite a cool variety there, actually, which I thought was quite nice. And I thought they all did a really good job. And you mentioned the visuals as well, because this is where they're starting to blend a bit of CGI with the animation. We saw a bit in like Tarzan, Beauty and the Beast. So there's the scene on the mountain of all the army of the Hun, where they're all like kind of computer generated. So they're all like, and you can kind of tell by the motion as well. And that's how they were able to handle like 3,000 soldiers, because you just wouldn't have been able to do that with 2D animation. And throughout this film, there's lots of really good shots. And I feel like we talk about like the direction and cinematography. For like a 2D animated film, it's not the same as directing real people and the real sets and everything. But there's so many great shots where they're lingering on a certain thing, or like where Mulan drops her comb and that's like on the floor and that's the focus of the shot. And there's a few really good scenes like that, and scenes of the characters and where they're all positioned. That's really good. I didn't really notice as much in other films. So clearly there's been a lot of artistry in this one.
Wow. You learn something new every day.
Oh.
Or for me, every time we record a podcast.
Yeah.
I shut off my brain in between. Right, so those are our general thoughts on Mulan. So, if you haven't seen this movie, what are you doing? Go and watch it, because I'm sure you won't regret it. But if you have seen this movie, or you're just a crazy person that doesn't mind a few spoilers, well, stick around, because we're now going to go in-depth into this movie.
Oh, yeah.
Right, what would you like to spoil first?
Oh, there's so much to spoil. There's a lot of this I didn't remember, like the whole setup with the ancestors waking up Mushu to, like, send them off, and then, like, the fact he breaks the stone dragon. there's a theory that Mulan is actually the stone dragon, or something like that. So I was amazed how much that I did remember, but mostly from the army stuff, I remembered pretty much everything. So a lot of that was quite standout. Is there anything you wanted to specifically spoiler?
Oh, it's whether or not I want to go more for the highlights in the story or bits I found funny first. Oof.
Oh.
Let's go for highlights in the story.
Okay.
I think, well, let's do the big one, shall we? The training montage alongside one of the greatest songs of all time. I've never known a more a better hype song.
There's nothing else that can compare. Oh.
Could you resist not singing while it was on?
No, I had to. I had to sing like for the whole thing.
Absolutely beautiful. So yeah, that's, I mean, incredible. Easily, that was definitely in my top five Disney songs.
Mm.
I can't remember where it was placed. I feel like it was number two, because I do have a big soft spot for I See the Light in Tangled.
Okay.
But I'll see how I'm feeling after I watch Tangled. They could easily spot places, I reckon.
Wow, that's crazy. I think this probably was my number one, I think. Because I think in my head, this had a few songs, none of which were amazing, but that one was like the best one. And then you compare that to, say, Hercules and The Lion King, which has had so many great songs. Because we talked recently about films where there was like one standout song, but then nothing else. Whereas like there was something we watched recently where there was two that are actually quite decent. I'm trying to think what that was.
Jungle Book.
Jungle Book, that's the one. So on upon reflection, I think actually the rest of these are quite good. What did you think of the other songs?
Ba-dum-tsh. Well, Reflection's like one of those big ones. It's like one of the princess ones, isn't it?
Yeah.
I know she's not a princess, but, well, she might be later on. But it's okay. It's good. I can understand why it's so, like, well-revered, if that's the sentence. And,
yeah,
you know, it gets stuck in my head. I don't mind it. You've got, what's the other one? You've got one of the girls, haven't you?
Bring Honor to Us All.
No, okay, sorry. The one where we want girls.
Oh, a girl we're fighting for. I quite like that one a lot more than last time.
Yeah, I like that one. The Bring Honors to Us All one's a bit... It's okay. It's okay. I think for me, this is a movie that also, other than the song, I think this is a movie that is getting better constantly as it goes through.
Yeah.
I'm not a massive fan of the first, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes of it. I understand what it's doing, but it's not the best cinema.
No, I agree. Once the story really kicks in, it's just so competent. And I think all that stuff at the beginning is like, I don't hate any of it, which is good. I find myself laughing a little bit when she's trying to impress the matchmaker and the cricket's supposed to be lucky and it's just causing everything to be bad. And it's like, oh, this was never going to work, was it? But it's serviceable enough. There's a nice bits of humour sprinkled in. The part where the nan just goes, oh, I'm going to see if this cricket's lucky. I'm going to cover my eyes across the street. It's just, this lady is insane. But yeah, after that, once you get the thing of the army stuff, it's like, oh, every sequence just follows the next. It's so good.
I've got here in my notes that the grandmother is so unhinged.
She really is. Everything she says.
It's absolutely madness. I like the ending where Mulan asks me, oh, do you want to stay for dinner? And she just goes, do you want to stay forever?
That's so good.
Oh, dear. Great stuff. I've also got about the lucky cricket crossing a busy road because he got like his face at the end. He's like hyperventilating.
Yes.
Dear me. No, we talked about it a lot. That mountain scene. So you just have this, you know, a girl we're fighting for. And then like it cuts out and you just see like all this like destruction and ruin. And it's like so powerful, like to change the scene that quickly and not just have it be really. Because I remember once I was having to give like a demonstration on something, and you know, I was talking about, oh, you know, you got to love it. Like, I remember saying something like, you know, oh, imagine you got like, you know, this young girl and, you know, she's chasing this butterfly, la di da, and then bam, she gets hit by a car. And like, that didn't work very well. Because it just went from like really relaxed to boom, serious, and it didn't really make the effect that I had planned it to. This was many, many years ago.
Okay.
And you kind of have that risk here, but no, I think they handled it, like we said earlier, perfectly. And I think the scene is so awesome when like you've got like the Hunter coming over the hill.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like the Two Towers scene where you've got all Rohan kind of like coming up.
Yeah.
But instead it's like the other way around. And they're just like, they're ready to die. They're like, this is it, but we're going to die with honor. And then Mulan just, she's going, she's chasing, and she's trying to aim it. And you've got the music, the scores come back in, and it's really cool. And then she hits it, and the guy's like, you've missed. And then she points back, and then it's like, it's overtaken them all. And oh, it's, that's a 10 out of 10 scene, that is, the whole bit.
It's absolute so cinema. Yeah, because I watched a video on this a while ago, and it said about that, like, Mulan is like a musical up until that point. So you've got all these different songs, and that song's quite nice. It's like it builds and builds. They're all quite happy. And then I feel like it cuts mid-song almost as well. It's literally, as you said earlier, dead quiet. The tone completely changes. It like it's really good. It's that metaphor of like war is like a real thing, and it like it changes people. And you have to like, it's obviously a very serious thing. The idea of like, you know, going home for a nice girl or whatever is like, you have to deal with the reality of this situation. And you've got the stuff where, what's the captain's name? His dad's the general. And is it Shang? Yeah. So he finds his dad's helmet, and it's like, oh, I don't remember that. I guess his dad died with the whole army as well. And he puts it on his sword, and then you don't even see the body either. And it's like, I don't even remember that. What a really quite a powerful scene. Then he puts the helmet on the sword, and the kind of camera lingers on it, and then I think Mulan puts the toy doll next to it as well, and it's like what a really powerful symbol for the horrors of war. It's such an effective scene. And then yeah, you get to that really awesome battle where the firework accidentally goes off, and it's like, oh, okay, and you see Shan Yu appear, and then you see all that army as well, and it's like, oh, they're doomed. And I really like the whole sequence because, again, Mulan doesn't win because she's bigger and stronger than everyone. She wins because she's smart. And the fact that she goes in to fire the firework at the mountain to use the avalanche is what nobody else would have thought of. And I really like where the three friends, they all go to save her. So they all charge in. And then when the avalanche starts, they go, ah! And then they turn around again. And it's like, it's quite funny, but it didn't take away from what was happening in the scene, which I thought was very impressive because so many other films mess that up. And I then like the callback later in the film when she holds her hair back to show Shan Yu that it's her, and he goes, oh, the soldier on the mountain, because it shows that he's not sexist, unlike China, which is quite funny. He just respects the fact that she's a warrior and she outsmarted him, which I really liked.
Yeah, I've got that in my notes as well. But it's like, as a famous man once said, war, what is it good for? Absolutely nothing. That's what I always say. Right, I want to talk about some highlights of a movie for me that were just funny. We've mentioned a couple of them already. I like the bit where... Oh, what was it? Oh, yeah. So, Mushu decides that we've got to try and get them all moving so they can go to the front lines, wherever it is. So, he goes up to the not the captain, but like the emperor's assistant.
Yeah.
And he's on, like, a panda.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
And then, like, when he leaves, because the assistant turns around, the panda just
goes up the tree.
Which is, it's just great. To be fair, I think you've highlighted most of the things I wanted to say. Oh, but that's the other one. When they're at the start, the dad, Mushu's dad, is Fa Shao, whatever his name is praying to the ancestors that Mulan does well at the matchmaker.
Yes.
And then while he's doing it, you just got the chickens running around him, and like the dog as well with a bone and the seed going everywhere.
Yeah. And he's like, please, please help her.
The The other one is, I can't remember this, but you got like the Return of the King vibes right at the end.
Yes.
When it's just like, she bows and he's like, no. And then like he bows and then everyone else like bows towards her.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, who did it first?
were you thinking, oh, I bet Seb's crying when he's watching that scene.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, that to be fair, is all my notes. But for all the reasons I've said before, great movie. But was there anything else you wanted to highlight?
I think you could go frame by frame, couldn't you, on this, and just kind of dissect everything that works with the thing. I thought it was interesting that, yeah, the cricket and Mushu like forged that letter, Thames go to the front. And I'm thinking, it's a good job they did, because they get there and the other army's been defeated and they're about to get through the pass to get to the Emperor. And it's like, if they hadn't gone there, I guess they would have just taken over the palace. So it's quite funny that they forged that. I like the cricket like being a typewriter was a fun little touch. We mentioned about the music stopping partway through the film, and then it's interesting that I'll Make a Man Out of You kind of has a reprise towards the end. And there was a thing I was reading, it was saying like the horrors of war kicks in, which is why the music stops. But then as they start gaining their hope and optimism again, the music kicks in a little bit more, which I thought was quite cool. And it is quite interesting how the three guys who help Mulan, they all like dress up as women, and it helps to beat all the other evil guys. And it's just this good thing of like, the film's kind of about toxic masculinity, basically, and like patriarchy and all that kind of stuff that if it was made nowadays, people would be shouting at each other about. And yet it's like, it's just so real in this one, where it's like the men go to war, you can't argue. If Mulan gets caught, she'd get killed for trying to be a soldier, which is just crazy. And you think Shang's actually going to kill her, and he doesn't. But, and then this whole thing is the fact that there's that line where Mulan says, you listen to Ping, so why not Mulan? Or something like that. And it's a great point. It's like, nothing's really changed. It's just the way the culture is. The women aren't allowed to fight. You shouldn't listen to them. You know, all this kind of stuff. And yet, it's all the stuff that the women do that helps win the day. And I thought that was really good. And I like that Mulan doesn't just win because she's smart and has superpowers. Like, that montage is so good because she struggles throughout almost the entire song, to the point where she's kicked out of the army, but then she uses her brain. She uses the weights to kind of actually anchor her to the pole to get the arrow, and then she gains the confidence and all the other skills to do everything. And, oh, chills. I think that's all the stuff I could think of. There's a few random bits of trivia. It's just kind of stuff about an interesting touch that Ming-Na Wen would often play with her hair, and the animators noticed that, so they actually had Mulan do that as well, which I kind of noticed. This is also the first Disney animated film to deal openly with warfare, which, now that I read that, makes sense.
I concur.
Other than that, it's mostly stuff like, they're originally going to have Mushu be a giant dragon, and they were scared that would be a bit scary, and then somebody said no, because in Chinese lore the dragons are really small. And I quite like that. I thought Mushu was quite a cool little character. He wasn't too annoying, which was nice. And the scene in the climax where Mulan disarms Shan Yu with a fan is an actual martial arts technique. And I like that she just blows him up with fireworks at the end.
Right, you know, you've got to go out with a bang.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's a Chinese saying as well.
I think so. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is Mulan.
So those are our thoughts. But of course, we here at Let's Talk About would love to hear your thoughts. So Seb, how can we hear their thoughts?
Well, what they can do, if you get a little dragon and a cricket, you can forge a letter. If you can't do that, then you can email us at letstalkabout2022@hotmail.com, or you can drop us a DM on Instagram at lta.podcast. And upon reflection of this film, I still need to think about it, but this might be my new favourite.
Ooh, that's a big call. Well, if you want to know if it is, stick around for about another 8 months and then we'll have our new top 10 out and you can hear all about it. But now we come to everybody's favourite segment, Spin That Wheel, to see what Disney movie we are going to be watching next time.
Yay.
So here we go. I'm going to be spinning that wheel, which you probably won't be able to hear because it's going through my headphones.
It's my favourite part.
But but just know it's exciting. And it's going to be a movie I didn't expect. It was finally going over really slowly, Snow White. I thought, finally, after all this time, we can have watched the first one. But we're not. We're going to watch a movie that isn't considered, for whatever reason, a Disney classic here in the UK, but is in America. And don't ask me why, but it's a movie I have not seen since I was a kid, and I used to love. Ooh. And that is, of course, Dinosaur.
Interesting. Yeah, I don't know. Have you seen
Dinosaur before?
I saw it at the cinema, I'm pretty sure. And that was the last time.
All I remember from Dinosaur is them being kind of like a big kind of like mountainy pit, and then they can't get out.
Yeah.
Or something like that. But yeah, we'll find out. So if you want to hear our thoughts on Dinosaur, check in next week, I'm presuming, and we're going to talk all about that.
Can't believe it. Let's do it.
Anyway, we want to thank you for listening, but of course we want to make sure we leave you with a little something. You know, perhaps you've seen this movie, or you've been troubled as well by all the warfare that's going on around the world. As we've said already, you know, it there's a lot of pain to it. So Seb here is going to try and encourage you all, uplift you a little bit with some lovely words. So what have you got to tell us, Seb?
The flower that blooms in adversity is the most rare and beautiful of all.
That was lovely.
Thank you. That was the Emperor.
Bye.
Bye.